Okay, before we start today, I just want to make a few announcements. I just want to remind people that there's a way to contribute to Daf Yomi for Women online. If you'd like to contribute to help Daf Yomi women keep going, that would be great. You can go on the website, dafyomiforwomen.org. And the second thing I wanted to say is that we're planning a big siyum for the Siyum HaShas on January 5th, 2020. So you can put it down on your calendar. And for the purposes of that, I want to start collecting email addresses of people or contact information of people that are listening to the DAF so I can be in communication with people about it. So if you could please send to my email, it's dafyomi4women, using the number 4, dafyomi4women@gmail.com. And please, if you listen online, please send me your email so I can put you on a list of collecting so I can know who's listening and who would potentially be coming to the Siyum. Even if you're not necessarily be able to come to the Siyum, it'll also be able to give you information. It'll be a very big mass Siyum with lots of women attending. Men can also attend, and more details will be published down the road. But I wanted to just announce it and let people communicate with me about it. Okay. We're going to start. We're on Kaf Gimel. I have to go back for one quick minute because I realized that at the end of the daf, I didn't explain something right. If you look back at Kaf Bet and Mubet, the last thing we did was this question of Rabbi Zeira, which we're going to see another similar question today. He asked this question, and I didn't explain the question perfectly well, so let me just redo the question. Rabbi Zeira asked, Ha'omer hare alai olam min ha-torim o min b'nei yonah. He said, I'm going to bring either Torim or B'nai Yonah. And then he brought Hevi Tchilat Zihuv Shebezeh V'Shebezeh. He brought a B'nai Yonah that was B'Tchilat Zihuv, and he brought a Torah that was B'Tchilat Zihuv. So he ended up with, that was the whole question then, if we say it's Safek, so one of them was within the range. And then he's Yotzei because he kind of, right, you put all your, you cover all your bases, right? Either it's going to be the Torah that's right, or it's going to be the B'nai Yonah that's right. At least you now have one of them. So he brings both. And then the question is, right, is it Safek? Or if it's a Bria, and we say this phase is a totally different entity, it's not considered a B'nai Yonah, and it's not considered a Torah, then he's not going to be Yotzei. And that was his question. Now he's going to have a very similar question with a different topic. Okay, as I mentioned yesterday, there's some animals that are in the status of, yesterday we talked about the koi, which was a half height, which is a question, is it chaya or beima, or maybe its own thing. But now we're going to talk about animals in terms of their ages, the exact same thing that we have with the birds, but with animals. By Rabbi Zeira. Okay, so we're now 6-7 lines from the bottom of Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. By Rabbi Zeira, Ha'omer hare alai olat beima, min ha'ayel o min ha'keves. I am going to bring an ola sacrifice, either from an ayel or from a keves. Now, if you remember, what's the difference between an ayel and a keves? It's the same animal, but the keves is the first year of its life. The ayel is the first year plus a month. And now we're going to talk about what is it called that month. That month in between, there's this in-between month, which matches what we just said about the Torim, the B'nai Yonah. It matches what we learned about a person, Ktana, Nara, Bogeret. So it's the same thing. We have what they call a Palgas. Okay, so he says, I'm going to bring Mina Ayel, Mina Keves, Vevi Palgas. Okay, they say Palgas, there's a bunch of different options about the etymology, but one of them is that it comes from the Greek, which means it's exactly that stage in a person. Okay, so that's what a palgas is in the Greek, and that's probably where it comes from. So he brings this palgas, which is basically an animal, a year, between a year, right, the same, this keves that became now a year old, for that first month. So, mahu. So now again, the question is, do we say this is its own entity, or we say it's a safek, and since he said either keves or ayel, he's yotzei both. So now they say, well, we're only going to ask the question according to some rabbis, because other rabbis, it's going to be very clear what they think. Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan lo tibaylach. We're not going to have a question according to Rabbi Yochanan, because de amar bria havi, because Rabbi Yochanan himself says that a palgas is its own independent entity, which means obviously he's not yotzei. How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan says this? Ditznan, first we're going to quote a Mishnah, and then what Rabbi Yochanan says about the Mishnah. Hi krivo mevi alav nischei ayel. Ve'ein olelo mizivcho. Okay, this is two different laws. If you remember, we talked about the keves and the ayel and the par, which type of nisachim you have to bring with a korban olah that you bring. So if you bring a korban olah from a keves, you bring an isaron of the mincha, right? You bring an isaron with 3 log of shemen, right? Which is the rivi'i tahin, remember? And then with that's the keves. With the ayel, you're going to bring 2 esronim and shlishit hahin, which is going to be 4 log shemen. Okay? So now, if you bring this palgas, what do? You bring the nisachim that you bring with an ayel. Okay? You bring 2 esronim and 4 log of shemen. Ve'ein olah lo mizivcho, but it doesn't count if you said, I'm going to bring an ayil, and you brought this palgas, you're not yotzei your korban olah, but since you brought it already, you have to bring it with the nisachim of an ayil. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan now says, where do we derive this from, that you bring the nisachim of an ayil? O la'ayil, okay, the pasuk says, let's read the whole pasuk, kacha yaseh la'shor ha'echad, o la'ayil ha'echad, o la'sebeth pazim, o bi'izim, okay, b'mibar tefav. So they darshan out here, that's where we learned about all the nisachim. Why does it say o la'ayil? The word o comes the rabot at ha'palgas. So there you have it, a drasha that comes to include the palgas. Now, let's just think about this. If you're not sure what a palgas is, then what would you say you had to do? We always go l'chumra. So what would you say? You had to bring, like the ayil, more nisachim than the keves, right? Because it's more, the quantities are more. So therefore, you wouldn't need a drasha in the pasuk to teach you that. You'd know that based on basic dinei svekot. So therefore, it must be the tibriyah b'fnei atzma, it's its own unique entity, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, you need a special word, O, to include that case. So therefore, there's no question. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's obvious he thinks it's a bria. Ki tibayelach, but I will ask this question, aliba de Barpada. Okay, Rabbi Zeira's question is a question according to Barpada. Why? Damar, what did Barpada say? If you're going to bring, okay, remember, he wasn't talking about the case that Rabbi Zeira said. You said or either an ayel or a keves. This is a case where he says, I'm going to bring a keves, an ayel, and he brings... He just says, I'm going to bring a palgas. And then, so the question is, what does he do about the nisachim? Because what's the issue here? The issue is, if a palgas is a briyah b'fnei atzma, then it doesn't need nisachim at all. If it's maybe a keves, then it needs the keves ones. If it's maybe an ayil, it needs the ayil ones. Now, so what do you do then? If you're bringing a palgas, da'amar maite umane. You bring the nisachim, but you make a tnai. You bring the nisachim of an ayil, and you say, if it's an ayil, then I'm bringing an ayil. And here are the nisachim. If it's keves, then 1 isaron and 3 log shemen will be for the nisachim, and the others will be a nidava, will be a voluntary offering. Okay? So now, when we say this, so when he said maite umatne, now did he mean exactly what I said, which was mi amrinan ayel v'keves matne bibria lo matne? Does he have to do? Is it 2 options or is it 3 options? If we say it's just a safek, then it's either it's an ayel and I'm bringing my nisachim, or it's a keves and I'm bringing 1 isaron and 3 log will be for my nisachim and the rest will be nidava. But there's also a third possibility. If it's a bria, then it's not a keves, it's not an ayil, it's certainly not a par, so you don't even need nisachim. So if it's a briyah b'fnei atzma, then you would have to give a third stipulation, which is, and if it's its own unique entity, then all of the nisachim are voluntary, are for a voluntary offering and have nothing to do with this. So when all he said was, barpada, maite umane, you bring the nisachim and you make a stipulation. So mi amrina, do we say ayel v'keves matne bibria lo matne? Does it mean you only have to stipulate either it's an ayel or it's a keves because it's safek? Or odilma bibria nami matne? Or is the deliberation is an ayel or is a keves, meaning it's a safek? Or maybe it's a bria and it's not even a safek? So that's the question of Rabbi Zeira, is according to Barpada, who said you bring and you stipulate. The question is, how much did he mean to stipulate? Stipulate 2 options. Or ayil or keves, or safek or bria, and then within safek there's 2 options. Damar, right? Bria nami mana damar. Here would be a stipulation about the bria. Damar I bria have lehave kulu nedeva, right? Then the whole thing would be a nedeva and teku. The Gemara ends with, we don't know the answer.
Doesn't it seem like they wouldn't allow the sacrifice? Like they're so exacting about what they allow. So here they have this inexact animal.
So don't ever bring it, in other
just
words.
Don't bring it.
Right, right. It would be, you would think that that might be the case, but they don't say that. Just, right. I guess you want to bring an animal, go for it, you know. Also, what's the other problem? The problem is, if somebody said, Hare alai lavi palgas, maybe really you shouldn't be bringing this animal. But if someone, you have on the other hand, this struggle that someone took a neder, and we're very strict about fulfilling your neder, so then there becomes a problem, because how does he fulfill his neder? Does he bring it? Is it supposed to come with Nisachim? Is it not supposed to come with Nisachim? How do we do this? So that's the real issue. In other words, it could be that, I think, I mean, you're really not supposed to bring them for sacrifices, but if you already promised that you were, then you're stuck in the situation. How do we get you out of it? So, okay. By Rabbi Zera, a third question, similar. Ha'omer hare alai lachmei toda min hachametz o min hamatzah. Remember, the lachmei toda, you bring 40 loaves, right? 20 esronim, 10 esronim out of matzah. Am I saying right? No, 10 esronim out of... Right, well, 10 and 10, right? 10 out of matzah, 10 out of chametz, but 10 loaves, in of the 10 esronim, 10 loaves are made out of matzah, of the chametz ones, and the matzah ones we make 30 loaves out of. So now he said, I'm going to bring lachmei todah from chametz or from matzah. Now this could be a bit of a question. What do you mean? Don't you have to bring both? And we'll hold off on that. What he said is, I'm going to bring lachmei todah either from chametz or from matzah. Vehevi se'or. Ah, he brought se'or. Now, what is se'or? Se'or is, if you went to that bread workshop, you'd know, right? They put, it's like the sourdough dough, you know, you put, you make a dough and you let it sit and then it starts to ferment. So now there's a big debate. We saw this before. We saw more recently in Menachot, it also came up in Pesachim. A big debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about two issues. The pasuk says, "Kol machmetzet lo tochlu on Pesach," meaning you can't eat machmetzet is seor. Okay, but it's not clear whether you're chayav malkot on it or not. You're certainly not chayav karet. Okay, you're chayav karet if you eat chametz on Pesach, but you're not chayav karet for this. Is that true? You're chayav karet for that. You eat matzah. I remember noticing that there was something about karet here. Yeah, you are chayav karet. Okay. So, machmetzet, you're not chayav karet. There's a debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about, number one, are you chayav malkot for seor or not? Seor is this in-between stage. So are you chayav malkot? According to Rabbi Meir, you are. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayav malko. You have to burn it before Pesach. But if you eat it, you're not chayav malko. Okay? So there's a debate, are you chayav malko or not? The second debate is, what stage do we call it se'or? Okay? So the stage, Rabbi Meir is going to call it se'or at an earlier stage. But that stage, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be chametz still. Okay, I'm going to put it on the board so you see it. So we're going to say like this. Okay, we have Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we have the first stage is called Hichzifu Paneha. Okay, it's started to get like a...
Paler.
What?
Paler?
Paler. I'm not sure if it's paler and before it starts to crack.
It says okay? Pale and has not yet
cracked. Oh, pales? Okay. So it gets paler and it hasn't yet cracked. According to Rabbi Meir, that's already Seor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's still going to be called Chametz. Okay? I'm sorry. That's still going to be called...
It's not yet.
Matzah. Okay? Not yet Chametz. We'll call it Matzah for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the next stage is Nisdiku, Ke Karnei HaChagavim. Okay? It starts to crack like the antenna of a grasshopper. That's what he calls it. Okay? It starts to get these two cracks exactly. Yeah. So according to Rabbi Meir, that's going to be chametz mamash. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be sitmor. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda is Meikel in two ways. He's Meikel on at what point it even becomes Seor at a later stage, and he's not even Chayav Malkot on it, even if you do eat it. Okay? Whereas what he says Seor and you're not Chayav Malkot on, Rabbi Meir is going to give you Kariyot for. He's going to call that Chametz. Okay, so now what's our issue? So Rabbi Zeir says, if you say Harei Alai Lachametz Odam and Lachametz Omin HaMatzav, Evis Seor Mahu. Okay, what's the status if you bring Seor? So now we're going to have to say Seor according to who? In other words, what, number one, what definition are you going by? And number two, whose opinion are you going by? Okay, so if you say Seor Deman, Is Seor De Rabbi Meir, if you're going to say that Ichsifu Paneha, okay, because that's Rabbi Meir's definition of Seor, Le Rabbi Yehuda, Matzah Mal Yatehi. If you want to say the definition of Seor according to Rabbi Meir, but the law according to Rabbi Yehuda calls this Matzah. So Rabbi Meir's definition according to Rabbi Yehuda, it for sure can't be. So it can't be option number one. Right? This can't be it. Okay. So let's try the second option. E de Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. If you want to say Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Seor according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that's meaning nistiku kecharneach agavim. According to Rabbi Meir, that's chametz, right? Chametzu. So there's no issue here. Those are both obvious. Those are the easiest ones to get rid of. Now we're left with two opinions still. E de Rabbi Meir le de Rabbi Meir. If you want to talk about the definition of Rabbi Meir according to Rabbi Meir, mi de lakehale. Since Rabbi Meir's machay of malkot chametzu, we're going to assume. You can't say that you get malkot on eating this on Pesach, and we're going to call it matzah, right? So obviously, for Rabbi Meir, we're going to call this chametz. So if you were to say, I'm going to bring lachmeto dam min hachametz or min hamatzah, and you brought seor, shechsifu paneh, and you held like Rabbi Meir, of course we're going to view that as chametz, because he holds that seor is treated like chametz, at least in the sense of malkot. So we're going to also treat that as chametz, so there's no question. So therefore, what are we left with? Ela to Rabbi Yehuda, li Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda's definition, nistiku kecharnei chagavim, that's what he calls seor, and he doesn't think you get malkot on it. So he really views it as an in-between. So Rabbi Zeir's question is only according to him. My, are we going to say sveik ahavya? Seor is just a sefek, right? We don't know, is it chametz, is it matzah? And therefore, nafik mimanafshach. Therefore, if you say, I'm going to bring this as lachmei todah, either from matzah or from chametz, this falls into either category, basically, so you're fine. O dilma, you can see all these cases are the exact same thing. O dilma, briyahu velo nafik, or are we going to say, this is something else entirely, seor is not chametz and it's not matzah, and therefore you're not yotze. Okay. Now, we're going to ask another question. V'hama rapuna, but didn't rapuna say, ha'omer hare alai lachmei todah, mevi todah v'lachma. As if you say Harei Alai Lachmei Todah, remember we had this whole thing? You didn't say I'm going to bring a Korban Todah. Remember, the Lachmei Todah just comes as an accessory to the Korban. All you said was Harei Alai Lachmei Todah. So if this person said Harei Alai Lachmei Todah min hachametz min hamatzah, what does he have to do? He's actually obligated, according to Rav Huna, maybe what he really meant to say was, I want to bring a Korban Todah with all of its 40 loaves. So don't you have to do maybe Todah v'lachma? And therefore, v'kevan di'ichayev le b'toda v'lachma ha loya. One second. I don't always say all the words. Right. No. Okay. The whole thing is the question. So since he's mechayev with to bring a toda and it's lachma, and ha lo yada hai gavra ichametu. If what's going to be the problem now? If he has to bring 40 loaves and he brings this seor, and we don't know is it chametz or is it matzah, it's not going to help him very much to say that it counts, right? If you want to say this counts because it could either be his chametz or his matzah, if he needs to bring 40 and he needs to bring 30 of matzah and 10 of chametz, and he doesn't know whether this counts in the matzah category or the chametz category, what's he going to do? So let's just read it through. So halo yada hai gavra ichametzu delete matzah. He doesn't know is this the chametz and therefore now he needs to bring matzah, or imatzahu delete chametz, or is this matzah and then he needs to bring more chametz. So therefore, how could this case possibly make any sense whatsoever? Because just because you say he's yotze with this, that doesn't help you. You still need to know what are the other 30 loaves going to be from, or whatever is left. So what do they answer? Lo tzricha. The case isn't where he said, I'm going to bring lachmei todah. It's da'amar, harei alai chala liftur todato shel ploni. You say, I'm going to bring chala to help my friend, you know, fulfill his obligation of the korban todah. Well, that doesn't help us either, really, because sof, halo yada, hai gavra. In other words, fine, he maybe doesn't care, but the friend now is going to be stuck knowing how much matzah do I have to bring and how much chametz. So, halo yada, hai gavra, the other guy is not going to know, ichametzu delete matzah, imatzu delete chametz. So, what's the answer? Lo tzricha de lo amar liftor. He didn't say, I'm going to bring challah liftor todato shel ploni. He just said, I'm going to bring some challah to add to someone's korban todah, but not that he said, I'm going to exempt him by doing this from his korban. And therefore, the whole question is really just, is he fulfilling, again, this goes back to what you said before, Shari, about why we let someone do this. Look, the fact is he said this, so the whole question is, meifa gavri yidei Mefa gavri yidei nidro nafik o lo nafik, right? We want to know, is he yotze what he said he was going to do, or is he not yotze what he said he was going to do? Not that it has anything to do with anybody's obligation for korban todah. And the answer is, again, teku. We don't know the answer. Okay, so all these questions we're struggling with, are these items considered its own unique entity, or is it midin safek, and that's going to have obvious ramifications. Okay, new Mishnah. Kasher bepara pasul ba'agala, ba'egla. Kasher be'egla, pasul be'para. We're talking about the para aduma and the egla rufa. Okay, again, we're going to have some more Mishnah out like this. What's kasher for one is pasul for the other. Okay, what's that? We're going to read right now in the Braita. Tanu Rabbanan, para b'shchita kshera, ba'arifa psula. The para has to be shechted. That's the only way it's going to be kosher. And the arifa, the egla rufa, that's when someone dies in between two cities, right? We find him not belonging to any city, we measure, we find the closest city, we then say, right, the zkeneh, you have to come and say, yadeinu lo shafcha dam zeh, and they break the back of the neck. Again, we get back to the back of the neck, we're talking about that a lot, of the they take an egel and they break the back of its neck. So, you can't do that to a para aduma. That's pasul, obviously. Egla barifa kshera b'shchita psula, and likewise, the egla rufa, you can't shecht it, you have to break its neck. Nimtzeit kasher bepara pasul beegla, kasher beegla pasul bepara. Again, the Gemara is going to suggest, v'tehei parak shera barifa mikal v'chomer, same type of kavachomer we keep saying. Uma egla, with the egla shelo hukshara b'shchita, and yet hukshara barifa, the egla, which is not good, right, doesn't work for shchita, but it's good, all you need to do is arifa, basically. So parash hukshara b'shchita, para that can be good for shchita, let's say it like this. The egla can't be shechted, but can be, its neck can be broken. So why would you say it? The paraduma, since it can be shechted, maybe it should also be able to have its neck broken. Eino din shukshara b'arifa, amarka v'shachat v'chuka, b'shchita in b'arifa lo. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, you have to shecht it, and it also says the word chuka, and we know that because it says zot chukat ha-Torah, it's in parashat chukat. So it says chuka, so therefore when it says the word chuka, we always learn that means it has to be done in that way and not in any other way. We've seen also means other things, but that means particularly it has to be done by shchita. Therefore you can't make this chav chomer.
So why would you even ask this question?
The fact that they're asking these questions is very hard to understand.
They're very, so unique. I mean, they're so unusual, such unusual cases that it seems odd that they'd spend
right.
their time on them.
Right. Well, it's the same. That's why I pointed out it's the same exact type of chomers we saw in Zvachim, and I think it was both in Zvachim and Menachot, that we had these. We talked about then that these mesechtot seem to have a different type of learning part. Like the style was a little different of the way they learned them, and so I don't know why they're suggesting these kav chomers. They're a bit absurd.
Of course, the learning, like you have to do shlita on para.
Right? Maybe by going through this limud, it reviews it, it clarifies it. It yeah.
It's hard to understand any other reason.
Right.
The Torah says do this.
Right. It's okay. Right. Although, like we said it many times, the Torah said it in certain places, certain things, didn't say other things, and the whole question all the time is how do we know what goes where and what we can say is replicated, what isn't. Okay, maybe we'll just learn to the Mishnah. So, v'chol hecha dekata b'chuka lo darshin al kavachomer. What you're going to say now, anytime you have chuka, it has to be this way, and you can't learn any sort of kavachomer from it. V'haga b'yom ha-kippurim dechtiv b'chuka, says chuka b'yom ha-kippurim. V'tanyan, it says in a braita, v'asau chatat. Okay, that's the korban of the seir. Hagoral oseh chatat, ve'ein Hashem oseh chatat. The fact that you did the goral, that's what turns it into a chatat. But you saying this, if I decided I was Kohen Gadol and I said this one's chatat and this one goes lazazel, that doesn't work. Okay? Kriyat shame doesn't work. So now they say, right, you have a pasuk that teaches you that because it says v'asau chatat, the goral makes it a chatat. Only the goral. Sheyachov alo dinhu, you might have thought it was a kavachomer. Uma bimkom shelo kidesh goral kidesh Hashem. Makom shekidesh hakoral, enu din shekidesh Hashem. Okay, what's this kidesh Hashem? Hashem, it's not Hashem, it's Hashem, the name. The name sanctifies. When you bring two birds, echad la'olav, echad l'chatat, we've said it many times, that when you decide, this one is a chatat, the Kohen can decide, the owner can decide, whoever sets it aside that this is chatat, this is for Allah, that's what determines what it is. So in a case where there's no goral with the two birds, that one is la'olav and one is l'chatat, then, and yet, the calling it something works. So, makom shekidesh ha-goral, wouldn't you think that if there is a goral and it can, even a goral can sanctify, wouldn't you think all the more so, kidesh Hashem? And therefore, Talmud lomar v'asau chatat. Ha-goral oseh chatat ve'en Hashem oseh chatat. So, what do you see here? It said chuka, and yet, they were able to darshan a kal v'chomer. Now, in the end, they rejected it based on a pasuk. But thereby, Yom HaKippurim also says chuka, and yet they were able to make this kavachomer that maybe it's not exactly as it says, right? Maybe it's not only the goral, maybe you could do kidesh Hashem. Again, it was a separate pasuk that taught us no, but not the fact that it said chuka. So therefore, what do they say? Right, tama, and here continues the question, tama, the katav rachmana vasau chatat, right? Only because the pasuk said vasau chatat, but halav hachi darshinan kavachomer. So, what do they answer? Mi'et rachmana legabe egla arufa. Because it's so basically, we're going to say chukah doesn't help us here. That's not why. But the reason is because by egla rufa it said zot ba'arifa, ve'en acheret ba'arifa. Because it said zot, that teaches you only this ba'arifa and nothing else. And then, okay, utehe eglak shera b'shchita mikal v'chomer. Now we're going to do the reverse. Why don't we say the eglaz kshera from a kal v'chomer? B'shchita, because now this is more obvious, right? This would be, if you would come up with your own kavachomer, I feel like we would go in this direction more so, which is ma parasha lo shera ba'arifa and yet shera b'shchita. So eglashik shera ba'arifa, you would think, right? Letting something be done ba'arifa is like a big chidush. If it can be done ba'arifa, ein odin shuk shera b'shchita, right? Wouldn't you be also allowed to shecht it? Amar kra ba'arfu ha'agala. Arifa in b'shchita lo, because it says v'arfu agala, it makes it very clear, just arifa and not anything else. Of course, one could say it. Why is it necessarily arifa, right? And you would have kind of thought that otherwise. Anyway, okay, that's for today. Tomorrow we start with kasher b'kohanim pasul b'levim. Kasher b'levim pasul b'kohanim. Then we're going to talk about the ages. The ages that you could be a Kohen is not the same as the ages for the levim. Just one point about that, even though we'll get to it tomorrow, is that it's a very different type of the other ones, because all the other ones were mutually exclusive. Here there's going to be an overlap of ages, of what age the Kohanim can work and what age the levim can work. Everything else is mutually exclusive, but you can do for that, you can't do for that. This is not exactly the same as the
Hebrews. It's a little like the birds, right? With the birds, you had that gray area between.
No, but the birds, the gray area didn't work for either one. Here, some ages are going to be for both of them. So there is an overlap. And all the others, we haven't seen any overlap. Right? What was good for the Torim wasn't good for the Bnei Yonah. It's true there was this in between, but what was kasher there wasn't kasher there. And for everything we've seen in Torah. Here we're going to have much more of an overlap because the age is going to be a different range for each of them, but within that range there's going to be overlap. But it's just a point that it's not exactly the same as all the others.